From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. You know, every day I start so many shows talking about the weather. Well, because I got a beautiful window looking at the Sandias, and I keep waiting for winter to come, and I look outside. There's some colors, but here we are in New Mexico, another beautiful blue sky, and I hope you're having a great day. We're glad you tuned in. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to visit with Clay and Michelle Schroff talking about adoption and foster care. Part of the time spent with them, and then also about parenting classes that are on the way that may be of interest to you. Make sure you're tuned in the second half of today's show. But with that being said, let me introduce our guests in studio, Kevin Miller and Taylor Braunas. They're both pastors at Calvary Church, and both of you guys spend most of your time on the Osuna campus. Is that right?
We sure do.
Yeah.
That's okay. Where the party's at.
Yeah, absolutely. And Party Central.
And actually, I'll say it again. I've said it several times. For those unfamiliar, KLYT 88.3 FM that you are listening to, the studios are on the campus at Calvary Church. Of course, our antenna up on Sandia Mountain. And thank you, Lord, for the place there.
Yeah,
what
really.
A blessing that is. It's like for this much power, you get a ton of distance. And, of course, you can listen all across central New Mexico. At Cannon Air Force Base, it's 90.7 FM, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces and in Portales, and worldwide at klyt.fm. Today's show and the other shows you've heard and will hear are available to download or to listen to the podcast at abqconnect.online. Now, Kevin, Taylor, we're going to get to, later in our segment, discussion about a brand new men's ministry that's coming to Albuquerque. Oh. Before we do that, for those unfamiliar with you guys, I'll start with you, Kevin. Your ministry bio.
Yeah, sure.
You've done a couple things around here, Kevin.
Couple things involving you, Taylor, actually. Right out of high school, I went to the school ministry at Calvary Church, and that was a fun year where I just kind of learned ministry, and it opened up a lot of doors that kind of set a trajectory for my life with ministry. I did school of ministry for a year, started teaching with the middle school youth group at Calvary. And then when I was 20 in 2004, they hired me as a middle school youth pastor. In fact, Taylor was one of my students back in the day.
Yep.
So, in fact, did I baptize you?
No, Levi did.
Levi did. Okay. So back in the day, Taylor was one of my middle school students. And so I did that for about 5 years. In 2009, my wife and I moved to Clarksville, Tennessee, right outside of Nashville, planted a church called Awaken Church. Toward the end of 2020, after leading that for a little over 11 years, we felt like the Lord was leading us to turn over the church to the next guy. And so my executive pastor at the time, Nate Wittick, I turned it over to him and then moved back here to Albuquerque. And Pastor Skip offered me a job here at Calvary Church as an executive pastor. So I've been back on staff here for about a year and a half. And I oversee a lot of areas, our coffee shop, our Taylor, who oversees currently our family ministries, our Next Steps, which involves connect groups and Life Track and lots of things. So I got my hand in a lot of things, but it's been a wild ride. I've been in full-time vocational ministry for about 19 years now.
Now, I don't know if Kevin and I have ever been on the air together, but we've known each other a long time. I actually went out to Awaken Church.
Yeah, that's right.
When we were at a conference in Nashville. How far from Nashville?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell the giant story?
Please.
Do you remember the giant story?
I do. Okay. I love it.
My youngest, who's 23 now, I think when maybe, I don't know, it was the first time he met you, he wanted to see your hands.
Right.
Normal request.
Yeah, he wanted to see how many fingers I had.
Yeah, because giants, and then this is radio, so how tall are you, Kevin?
6'5".
Okay. Giants often have extra digits.
Well, yeah, and I think your wife had been reading the biblical story about the guy with six fingers on each hand. Yeah.
So my son wanted to know if Kevin was a giant. I love it.
And okay. I did have to reassure him that I also only had five toes on each foot, but I didn't pull off my shoes.
You do look like a giant to me, though. I'm 5'8".
That's true.
Okay, so Taylor, your ministry bio.
Absolutely, yeah. So I've pretty much spent the majority of my life here at Calvary Church. Parents brought me, you know, they were coming here right before I was born, dedicated as a baby. So I've kind of gone through the ranks, so to speak. Calvary Kids and all its various names and iterations. Went into Velocity in middle school. Kevin was the youth pastor then. And did that, went into Vertical, which was then our high school ministry. Went through that, loved it, went through all those years. Serving in Calvary Kids. I started serving in Calvary Kids when I was 7. We don't let 7-year-olds serve for a reason, but it was kind of the Wild West back then. But yeah, so kind of went all through the ranks. That's really, I got to cut my teeth serving in ministry. That's really something that's been part of my life since childhood through this church in a large part. Became a high school leader, right? I graduated high school, became a leader in high school ministry for a while. That's when my wife and I, we were dating. Together, then we went off for a few years, helped out with another church plant for about 4-ish years. That's where we got married. That's where we had our first baby. And then we had kind of thought our season at Calvary Church was over, but God just really put it on our hearts that we wanted to come back and serve the youth. So we've been back at Calvary now for about 6 years. And yeah, we just came back. We wanted to serve the youth. So we were high school leaders. I was at that point, you know, we were married. We had one baby, second on the way. And
You have 2 now?
Three.
Okay.
Yes, we had a third one. And yeah, so I was just working in the secular field. I worked in the financial world for almost 6 years. And right around that time, God kind of put a, you know, it was kind of a hard pivot. And then when my predecessor in Spectrum, Cody, he left to go plant a church, wasn't really planning to be a youth pastor. That wasn't really something I had planned, but God did, apparently. So he had to finally convince me. So as the youth pastor over Spectrum, our middle school and high school ministry here for 2 years, and then I've been the family pastor for a little bit more than a year now.
Well, so thank you both so much for the work and investment you put into this community and this church. And Kevin, I forget if we mentioned, you're married with?
Yep. Married for actually this upcoming Monday will be 19 years of marriage for us, and we've got 3 kids.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
It only gets better.
Good. I agree. It's been amazing.
All right. Well, we brought you in studio for a reason, and I teased the new men's ministry that's coming, and I'll let everyone know the name of the ministry is going to be Man Up. Before we jump into the details about that, I did want to ask you guys, for those listening who might say, wait a minute, I know it's been a while since I've gone, but I thought Calvary already had a men's ministry.
Yeah, well, that's true. They did. We did. Back in the day, I think it's been, what, four or 5 years since that last iteration of men's ministry ended here at Calvary. And, you know, there's always a new season, a mm-hmm. new time for something new. And that's kind of the heart behind this. So we've revamped things. We've reworked and rethought through different things.
Yeah.
Taylor and I have spent the last few months really being purposely slow and prayerful in the launch of this. We could have just thrown something together and in a month, you know, had something off the ground. But we did a lot of research. We sent out surveys. We've spent a lot of time in prayer, leadership training and meetings, really wanting to make sure that this is as impactful as and as helpful as it can be.
Yeah. And I think just really it's, yeah, we could have, having been almost four-ish years since there was a men's ministry, would have been easy just to kind of bring back the same thing. But we really spent a lot of time asking, how can we best serve men now? What do men right now need? We don't want to bring back an old model of doing things just because it's easy and it's reliable. So we really spent a lot of time talking to people, asking what do guys need now? And kind of based on that feedback, that's how we've tried to build this new iteration.
Okay. So how might this be set apart from not only what was at Calvary Church or Calvary Albuquerque or Calvary Chapel back to the 80s, how might this Man Up be set apart from that? And actually, not only that, but other men's ministries that are available.
Absolutely. So, I mean, certainly one thing is we've changed the night. We've realized in the past, men's ministries typically happen on Saturday mornings. Uh-huh. So you get a good turnout. But one thing we've noticed is that the younger generations are missing from that, mostly because young guys aren't going to wake up that early. So we're changing up a little bit. We're doing what we're called rallies. So rather than doing a weekly or a monthly gathering, we're doing 6 rallies per year. and we're going to be doing them on Friday night. So the idea is we can pretty much catch everybody, because really the vision isn't just to catch one demographic. We want men of all ages to show up.
Right.
Young men, middle-aged men, old men. We want everybody together, because I think it's so important, especially in this day and age, that we have men from across generations together following Jesus.
Right.
And that's really what we're shooting for. So we've kind of changed the time a little bit. We're doing, again, every other month. So the idea isn't to... the idea really is for Man Up is to just get men into kind of a jump started into community that they can then find more places to serve and be involved in.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of all the different demographics that we'd love to have represented here, just right before this, probably 20, 30 minutes ago, I sent a text to a friend of mine who's my age, a little bit older, and his high school age son, inviting both of them to come. So the thought really is we would love to see high school on up at these events, because so it's
12,
really
13. Bar mitzvah.
That's a good way to put it.
Required, actually.
Right. You'll have to show your certificate. Do they do those?
I don't know.
But I just think there's so much to learn. Steve, one thing we were talking about earlier is the value of being around people who are different from you. Mm-hmm. And so this isn't just men of all the same age or same background. We really hope that we're reaching everyone from 16 on up.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you part of where the whole diversity that we were talking about that I think I'm sensitive to. We homeschooled our kids. And often an argument for homeschool is, well, how are your kids going to socialize? And one of the comebacks we always had was, well, how often after school are you ever in a room with 30 people the same age?
Yeah.
And our kids grew up learning how to talk to adults.
Yeah.
And kids of or people of different ages.
Yeah.
I think that will be a value to see. I hope we see some gray hair.
Yep.
I hope we see some blue hair. Well, I mean, when I say blue hair, I mean young, not
dyed.
Yeah.
Dyed hair.
Yeah.
I saw it as both.
Yeah. Either way. Blue dyed or blue, because it's been there a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So it's starting. Well, here's what I was going to say. This would be an easy way for guys to remember. Is there a rally this month, right?
This month.
Yeah. So it's kind of an odd ministry, because we're starting at least with the odd months.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
So that's an easy way to remember, guys.
Yep.
Whether or not Man Up will be happening that now, will it be the first Friday of each month? Is that the plan, or will there be a date set each?
It'll be pretty typically. It'll be the second Friday of every other month.
Okay.
So November's different because the second Friday is Veterans Day, and we didn't want to hold it on that day.
Armistice Day to the old guys.
There you go. So it'll be next year would be January, March, May, etc.
Okay. It is starting this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, guys, if ever is it this Friday or not? CalvaryNM.church/manup is going to be
right.
The website.
Yep.
And it'll be posted there well in advance. So if you're not sure when the next one is, that's where to check. Now, let's kind of walk through this. We're just short of a break. Yeah, let's start. We'll start. Let's walk through what's going to happen this Friday.
Yeah,
absolutely. Taylor? So where the event itself starts at 6:30, but we're really encouraging guys to show up early at 5:30 for some free food. So again, we're not doing anything fancy. And the whole idea behind Man Up is let's not do something that's crazy and overproduced. We're a bunch of men. Let's just be men. Like, we don't need to tell each other what to do. So we're just going to be grilling some food. It's all free. Just show up. Show up at 5:30. We'll be grilling some hamburgers, hot dogs, stuff like that. Our team's grilling
little
that.
Little teaser.
Okay, can I make a suggestion about that? One flip hamburgers.
Oh.
One flip hamburgers.
Yeah.
So they're still juicy.
Yeah, well.
That's what you're going for.
Yeah, one flip.
Okay.
All right, if you need help
with that. Steve said only flip it once.
Okay.
And I know this won't happen, but charcoal.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice. They're gonna be great either way.
They are going to be great.
Little teaser.
Yeah.
There's going to be some fun stuff in the amphitheater for guys.
Yes.
Geared around stuff guys like to do.
Nice.
And we've also got some pretty killer giveaways.
Yes.
Some giveaways that makes me wish I wasn't leading the ministry so I could win it.
Yes.
Okay. So. Now, and the truth is, I mean, I think we all know, you break bread with someone, it really breaks down some walls.
Yeah.
I already see where you guys are trying to build this koinonia amongst the brothers.
The bros.
The brotherhood.
There you go.
That's what you called it, right?
Yep. That's right.
Man Up. Okay, well, we're going to talk more about Man Up. It's the new men's ministry coming to Calvary Church, and it starts this Friday at 6:30. But Taylor said get here early, get here at 5:30. There's going to be all kinds of great food and conversation, I'm sure, and meeting people and reuniting with people is probably going to be happening as well. We'll talk more about it, though, when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
So glad you tuned in for ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman in studio with Kevin Miller and Taylor Braunis. We're talking about Man Up, the brand new men's ministry starting this Friday at Calvary Church on Osuna. And we've already touched on, I think we already touched on this, maybe not. Men from all over the city are welcome. You know, if you're somewhere else, even if you're involved in another men's ministry, this is an opportunity for you to get, more equipped.
Right.
And bring a friend with you. You know, we were talking off the air before we started, you know, Sheology or She from years ago, the women's ministry at Calvary Church, which actually was Women at Calvary years ago. What a model. I mean, they, you know, they've got a teaching that ladies from the entire city are coming to, and they're getting in breakout groups and meeting people. And it's made up of hundreds of ladies from Calvary Church and churches from all over the city. So with that in mind, as we head into Man Up this Friday, if you're listening, you're like, well, that's Calvary. Well, it's men.
right. Good way to look at it.
Yeah. So, guys, you're invited. And we said in our first segment, if you missed it, if you're wondering about the age, what the guys suggested is men and young men, at least in high school.
Right.
And I'm going to guess part of that is some of the topics that will be covered throughout the year.
Right. Well, that's a lot of it. And I think also just maybe even like a little teaser for Friday's message, I'm speaking from 1 Kings chapter 2, where David, King David, is about 70 years old at the time, speaking to his son, who is about 20, Solomon. And I just felt like that is such a beautiful picture of our heart, our desire for what we want Man Up to be, is the older generation challenging the younger generation to be men. And so I would love to see high school age boys come in with their dads, but I would also love to see young guys in high school who don't have a dad around who still come. And what's so cool is we've worked so hard to make sure that not only are we inviting lots of demographics of guys, but even our leadership team is equipped in that same way. So some of our leaders are as young as early 20s, all the way up to upper 60s. We've got guys leading. And so what'll be so great is even if a high school guy comes or a 50-year-old comes, you'll be able to find a group that fits for you, whether it's a group like we were talking about earlier where you want to be around guys who are like you, or you want to learn from a different generation. Yeah. All will be represented.
Okay, now we mentioned this Friday, it starts at Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. That's just west of Jefferson on Osuna. So if you're going north on I-25 or San Mateo, you want to San Mateo, if you stay on it, it turns right under I-25, becomes Osuna. Just past Jefferson on the right there is Calvary Church. Most people know where it is, but want to make sure you know how to get to 4001 Osuna Road Northeast by, now it starts at 6:30, but guys, you don't want to miss out.
Right.
The one flip hamburgers are going to be available as soon as maybe 5:30 or shortly after.
That's right, 5:30. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's free. So again, this is a free event. Just show up, come hang out. Food is free. Who doesn't like free food?
Right.
I do. If it's free, it's for me.
Amen. I'll be there.
I say free 50 free.
Free 99.
So after the food and the fellowship that begins the evening, where do we head then?
So we're going to come on inside just to our hub build, our newly renovated hub building.
Yeah. I haven't been in there yet.
It looks amazing.
Yeah.
This is going to look good. And then we're just going to kind of kick off. So again, we have some giveaways, and normally I'm not a giveaway guy because I never win. Like I'm just, I don't know, God just ordained that from the beginning that I just don't win giveaways.
These giveaways, I will be your provider, not the raffle.
Exactly. I wish that I could get these giveaways.
Yep.
So I'm pretty stoked on that. We're going to do some giveaways. We're going to have a little bit of worship. Just again, we're hoping for more of kind of an organic feel.
Yeah.
So we got some good guys from Calvary Worship Team going to be leading us, and Kevin's going to be teaching for a little bit.
Yep. And then after that, we'll be dividing up into small groups all across the campus. We've got 15 groups. We've got about 20 or 25 guys who have been. We've been working on training them and prepping them for small groups, and really excited about that. And that's really, I feel like, kind of the heartbeat of Man Up.
Yeah.
Is not just a few hundred guys in a room. That's the connection point.
Yep.
We call that the rally. Those are important, but that's not really where the deep community takes place. We really believe, our heart really is that men's ministry takes place in a circle or at a coffee shop or around a breakfast table. It's so important for guys to have other guys in their lives to challenge them.
Yeah.
All right, now watch how I tie this in, because I've been saying for weeks that our listeners need to get registered to vote and they need to go vote, and we're just less than a week away from the midterm election coming up on Tuesday, and obviously, you know, when we head to the polls and things change at the Roundhouse and in Washington, it has an impact in our community. What kind of an impact? Do you like this tie-in?
Yeah. Wow.
What kind of an impact do you hope to see Man Up have, not only at Calvary Church, but in Albuquerque, New Mexico, maybe the world?
I love the idea of men coming to Man Up, being challenged in their faith as followers of Jesus, and going home, going back to their houses, their homes, their communities, their workplaces, to make those people and those environments better. In fact, there's a scripture, I believe it's at the end of 1st or 2nd Chronicles, and it talks about King David, and it says that he went home to bless his family. And I love the idea of men coming out on a Friday night, and the whole thought may be, oh, I hear there's like a men's event and I'll get a free burger. And maybe that's the whole point. Maybe that's what draws them. But they get here and they're challenged in their faith, and they go home and their marriages are better because of it. And their kids feel like dad's more present, and their boss feels like he's a better worker. That's really the thought, is as we challenge men, everybody around that man gets better.
Yeah. And I think on that note, too, is just like, as we're getting ready for an election, yes, we want to vote as biblically as we can, because policy does matter. But at the same time, I think more than policy, the best way to change a city is men need to go home, be good dads, be good husbands, be good employees and employers. I think when we do that, not just pursuing policy change, but pursuing change within the family unit and the neighborhood, I think that's where we're really going to see the city turn around.
Taylor, I've been saying the same thing for a long time. Every time one of these issues come up, that, you know, whether it's the violence we saw in cities recently, or, you know, people upset about this or that or this issue or that issue, it all goes back to the family.
Yeah.
Goes back to, well, actually, Jesus is missing. It's not the family, it's Jesus. And if we can put Jesus into a few men or a lot of men, we're going to see changes again, not only at Calvary Church or Albuquerque, but New Mexico and the world. And I would say this, as we prepare for Man Up this Friday at Calvary Church, gentlemen, get on your knees, pray for this ministry, and pray for God to do a work through this ministry and through you. Maybe there's a place for you. You guys said you've got a leadership team picked out. You guys looking for more men to lead?
Always, yeah. You can go online to our website at calvarynm.church/manup. In fact, right there on that website, you can see pictures of some of our current leaders. You can click a link to lead a group if you're interested in getting involved. You can also find out a little bit more of the vision and answer some of your frequently asked questions right there on that page.
All right, now we'll leave with this, guys. This is kind of a restart of it's not really a restart, because it's been totally redone, like the hub is totally redone. But with it, you know, just getting underway this Friday, What's the plan moving forward?
Yeah. So the plan moving forward is 6 rallies per year, second Friday of every other month. So starting in November and then January, March, May, et cetera. And the goal really is to drive men into community where there'd be just kind of some organic connection outside of the rallies. Like we talked about earlier, the rally is not what we view as the men's ministry.
Uh-huh.
It's a very important part of it, and it's the key connection point. But that's where guys get to know each other, and our prayer is that they connect and go deeper outside of that.
Very good. And again, if you have a question about it, you can look for the details at calvarynm.church/manup. Can we get you guys back in after a while to get an update after the we start pushing it down the road and see what's happening and praise God for what we know He's going to do.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right,
Steve.
Thanks to Kevin Miller and Taylor Bronis.